This is Unfriended. Work friends, real friends, or 15 cigarettes a day. I just finished reading a book called I'm Thinking of Ending Things, written by young author Ian Reid. My nephew chose the book, we read it, then FaceTimed each other to discuss. A two-person book club. I recommend it if you're looking for something to read. It's a thriller. There are some scary moments. I'm Thinking of Ending Things is the title. There's a discussion in the book between two characters about kissing. The conversation went something like this. To be a good kisser takes two equally good kissers. I hadn't really thought about that before. I had thought about this. Don't you just love it when you meet someone who's a great kisser? I do. But I never really thought about the fact that I'm responsible for 50% of this scenario. The book got me thinking about friendships and that it takes two people to equal one good friend. As the pandemic drags on, I long to get out and visit family in other cities, and I realize how few friends I really have. I'm on Facebook. I have friends there. People I consider terrific friends live in other cities, but I rarely call them or email them just to chat or gossip or complain. I have tried to connect with some old friends who live nearby, but with little success. What's difficult is when you think you are friends with somebody, and they decide they don't want to be friends anymore. You are unfriended, disliked, blocked from their lives. Oh, it hurts. But I've realized this. Like the kiss, it takes two. Friendship is work. It's taking time when you don't have time or when you want to be alone. It's waiting for someone to arrive. It's saving a seat at the movie theater or the restaurant or the bar when they were open. It's going for a walk with them when you don't want to walk. You want to work. I made this mistake of not taking the time, of not being that good friend, and I'm sorry. I'm advising you now, take the time. It's worth it. Don't work more. Work at being a good friend. When I transitioned from being a television news professional to working in PR at the university, I was stunned by the fact that many of my close friends were no longer around. They didn't return my calls or emails. They didn't have time for lunch. I looked back and realized that many of those friends were not friends at all. They were just working acquaintances. Acquaintances I knew at work. When you leave a job, some of them may be relieved that you're gone. Maybe they never really liked you. Maybe they just put up with you to keep things friendly at work. The friendship was just a way to avoid conflict. I admit I've done that with my bosses. You tolerate your boss. You don't really like him or her. You wouldn't spend your free time with them if you had a choice. If you do that with a boss, why not with a work friend? I spoke with a professor about it, and she said, "We all change and grow, Gloria. We move away from close friends. We outgrow them. It's not a big deal. It's part of life." And yes, there are work friends or acquaintances, and there are real lifelong friends who will love you forever. I said, "Professor, I didn't outgrow them. They abandoned me." I sighed, and she laughed. I now realize it's not a bad thing to stop being friends with someone. People do change and grow and stop being the person you once counted on. You move in different directions. Still, I'm amazed and yes, jealous when I see people who have remained friends with others from childhood or even their teen years. My niece is one of those people. My sister is as well. I have really tried to stay in touch with people I really like, even love. I wanted to keep in touch with all the people, all the journalists I was in my master's degree cohort with at the American University, and a different group, all the journalists I traveled through Germany with for 2 weeks on a bus. And there's so many others. But I was extremely busy with my career and with raising my daughter, so I lost contact. I moved away or just stopped trying to connect, and I'm as much to blame as any long-lost friend. Like a good kiss, it takes two. And still, it hurts. Here's one story. When I decided to finally, after years and years of unhappiness, divorce my husband, a very close friend of mine stopped accepting my calls or responding to my emails. This was after he launched into a long lecture about staying with the cheating, unloving spouse. I said, there's no point in arguing. I've made up my mind. And then he made up his. We were no longer friends. I missed him. We were confidants. We were close. I really felt lost. He was done with me. And I still don't know why. He should have told me why. I'm now at a certain age, and I have time to connect with friends. I wanted to take the train across country and connect with some friends in other cities. I have Paula and Bill and my uncle in Arizona, Amy and Vince and Heidi in Chicago, and David and Jamie in Washington, D.C. I want to meet their kids. I plan to stop in New York to see a couple of Broadway shows. It's not to be. Not this year. Not with COVID. 2020 sucks. It's all just too uncertain, and it wouldn't be enjoyable. Because I'm an old reporter, I won't end this episode without some facts. It's a fact. Close friends help you live longer. Research shows that close friends affect your health even more than family. Now, this is from a 2005 Australian longitudinal study of aging. The study found that close relationships with children and other relatives had very little impact on how long you live. But people with the most friends tend to outlive those with the fewest by 22%. I don't know, but that means a lot to me right now. In fact, according to researchers, and this is a quote, the health risks of having few friends was similar to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. And more dangerous than being obese or not exercising in terms of decreasing your lifespan. When I read that, I was stunned. 15 cigarettes a day! Because I didn't take time to be nicer to my friends? I need those friends. I need them right now. In this time of COVID-19, I miss connecting with all people. I miss hugging and seeing and talking to acquaintances. I miss having a good friend to speak with on the phone. I'd love to have a girlfriend who would come over and watch a movie with me on the sofa. We would share popcorn and a quilt and snuggle. Maybe we wouldn't do spoons, but we could. I try to talk to my sister every day. Those conversations comfort me. They sustain me. I feel better just from talking with her about nothing. Food, movies, our kids. Don't know what I'd do without her. And I wonder how much better I'd feel if I just had a couple of more friends. Maybe you're not connecting with friends because of COVID, but I encourage you to call them, chat on the phone, FaceTime, Zoom. Don't lose touch. Take the time. Tell them your fears, your hopes, complain. Tell them you love them. Invest in the friendship. Nurture your friendships. It takes two to have a friendship. Just like a kiss. It takes two to keep it going. I'm Gloria Moraga. Stay safe. Connect one-on-one. We are lucky to have the ability to communicate in this digital age. If you have a friend, tell them you appreciate them. I know it will make their day.